So when I was in high school, I had a lot of friends and my life was really fulfilling. I loved my life. After I graduated, though, things started to go downhill. I started to think, oh no, did I peak in high school? And I couldn't explain why. I couldn't tell you why. I was just miserable. I ended up going to therapy for the first time and asking that question. Just, I don't understand why I'm so unhappy. I was in a relationship then with my now wife. I had lots of friends that I was like living with at the time. I really wanted to understand what is dragging me down so much. I could have told you, maybe my nutrition could be better, my sleep could be better, maybe there's an element of ADHD. But it really felt like there was something underlying that was just tripping me up, especially in my relationship with my then girlfriend, now wife. And what I started to understand is trauma for the first time. And when you hear me say trauma, a lot of people think I mean like a big experience, like an assault or the death of a loved one, that type of thing. But what I learned is that trauma is just the way your brain wires itself to keep you safe in situations. So I'll give you an example. This is a version of trauma you might not have thought about, but when I was in preschool, there was a kid who didn't like anybody else. Everybody kind of hated him, and I kind of hated him, but I was nice to him. And he would like hug me really hard, and he was like physical, not like abusive, but I just didn't really like him, but I acted like I did. And I remember my mom came to preschool one day because I did not like it and I wanted to leave, and she wanted to know why. And she actually took a picture of this kid hugging me, and in the picture, he's smiling, I'm smiling, but I can see in my eyes as a little kid that I was uncomfortable. I didn't like it. I didn't like the way he kind of had his like arm around my neck. And my mom, who should have been the one to say, you don't have to be friends with this kid, like tell him, ask him just not to touch you, just say you don't want to be his friend. Instead, her energy towards me was, oh, that's so cute that he likes you and he doesn't like anyone else. And so that experience and lots of other experiences like that taught me that it is not acceptable to prioritize my comfort over other people's, what other people want. People pleasing, right? Lots of people can relate to that. So many people can relate to that. But what do I mean that was holding me back from happiness? Well, part of the reason I was so happy in high school was because I could hold everyone at arm's length. I didn't have to let anyone too close, which was good because I didn't know how to. I didn't know how to open up in a vulnerable relationship and let there be a balanced give and take emotionally. I just knew how to give. And I got validation. That's what I wanted, right? And that's why I was miserable, is because I lost that. I lost my natural habitat. And I was so worried, like, is there something wrong with me? Is there something wrong with my relationship? And no, there was something wrong with the way I was relating to people and to the world and to myself. So as I started to uncover this pattern of people-pleasing, I found other ones. And as I uncovered those, I realized, oh, these are holding me back from intimacy in my relationship. It's holding me back from communicating with my wife. We would have experiences all the time where anytime we tried to talk about something real, or like, because my wife wants to support me, right? She wants to hear what I'm thinking and support me when I'm having a hard time, and I literally couldn't. And I'm sure there's people seeing this right now where you know exactly what I'm talking about. That, I think, is one of the biggest secrets to happiness, is learning, what did you learn as a kid? What taught you as a kid that it was unsafe to be vulnerable? And how can you overcome that now? So that's the path I've been on in the past few years, is really uncovering these patterns that are holding me back. And it's what I'm going to do with my life. I want to be a therapist. I want to help other people along the same path that I've explored. So if any of that resonated with you, I'm going to keep making content like this.